Welcome to Speaking with Authority. This is a fun little addition. We're going to talk a little bit about storytelling. That phrase, master storyteller, gets thrown around quite a bit. Now, some people have said that about me, and I will let you decide for yourself after you hear this story. It's less than 5 minutes long. If you can, close your eyes and just listen. Now, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Keep them open. I do care about engagement, but not that much. Remove any distractions if you can, because after the story, I'm going to break down exactly what happened in your brain while you were listening, why certain stories become unforgettable, why your mind creates pictures from words, and why people get pulled into screens and social media for hours at a time, and what great storytellers understand about tension, emotion, dopamine, and attention. All right, are you ready? Here comes the story. Picture this scene in your mind. You're seated in an uncomfortable chair. You've been sitting there for 3 hours. It's a dark, warm, tight space with 189 strangers. You catch a whiff of something. Oh, covered up by Axe body spray and Chanel number 5? Old coffee and sour beer. Your ears pick up on a cacophony of sounds that are irritable. Then hunger, it hits you. You haven't eaten in a while. One thing that overrides all of your senses is the incredible need you now have to go to the bathroom. And the only thing you want to do is get off this plane. That was me. However, behind me on the left was an irate, out-of-control passenger whose voice cut through the cabin, layering tension upon tension. Everyone on that plane felt the tension and irritability. That feeling faded for me in an instant when I made eye contact with the woman next to this passenger. My heart went out to her. She was at a breaking point, almost in tears. Everything she had tried was met with disdain and defiance. Somebody needed to do something. Where are the flight attendants? Bing! Just then, the seatbelt signs go off, everyone stands up to get their luggage, and now the aisles are blocked. No one can get to this out-of-control passenger. You ever had one of those thoughts where if you don't do something, no one else will? Then another thought goes into my head. Well, Jim, aren't you the leadership guru? Don't you write about this? Don't you speak about this? I looked over at my wife. She knew exactly what I was thinking, and she gave me one of these looks. Challenge accepted. It's go time. Wait, what if it doesn't work this time? Jim, you've got this. Bring the peace. Words came out of my mouth, the perfect tone, the right facial expression and energy. Silence. Complete silence. The faces of the passengers softened. Stress came down. The peace in the cabin went up. The woman next to the passenger looked at me and whispered, "Thank you." The passengers in the front seat were gobsmacked. They were like, "Ba-ba-ba-ba." I was the hero. One of the most challenging people you will ever face in your life is an irate, out-of-control 3-year-old whose mom abruptly took away the phone and turned off Bluey. That kid was jonesing. His Bluey dopamine hit was gone. His brain was stuck in a loop that was about to be broken. I made eye contact with him and I said, "Hey, buddy, what color is Barney? Is he purple or is he green?" He looked at me, grabbed his mom's leg, gave me a sheepish, shy grin, and explained politely how he didn't like Barney. His tears had stopped. His brain chemistry was reset. Of course, you are not a three-year-old. But when your dopamine gets interrupted, you feel it. You lose your peace. Sometimes we scroll far too long. We are searching for an escape on a screen, or maybe it's just our adult pacifier. Peace is not found on a screen. It's created when someone brings it. Be that person. Blessed are the peacemakers. You just listened to a story about a crying child on an airplane. No world records were broken. No wars were won. No astronauts landed on the moon. You just listened to a story about a crying child on an airplane. No world records were broken. No wars were won. No astronauts were launched into space. Just an ordinary moment that your brain turned into an emotional experience. Why? Because great storytelling is never about the event itself. It's about what is happening inside the listener. Now, here's where it gets fascinating. Most stories start with, "So I was, I did this, I went there." And the human brain immediately thinks, "Why do I care?" Because every brain on earth is primarily interested in one thing, itself. That's why I didn't start with "I." I started with, picture this scene in your mind, and instantly your brain went to work. You became the character. You were seated in an uncomfortable chair. You were in a dark cabin. You smelled coffees, the sour beer, the Axe body spray. And instantly, your brain went to work. You became the character. You were seated in the uncomfortable chair. You were in a dark cabin. You smelled coffee, the sour beer, and the Axe body spray, and your brain started asking questions. Where am I? Why is it warm? Why is it crowded? Why am I uncomfortable? What's that sound? The curiosity creates dopamine. Your brain loves solving puzzles. Then, I really have to go to the bathroom. Now it becomes very personal because everybody in the world knows that feeling. Tension builds and it builds and it builds. Then, oh, I'm on a plane. Release. Your brain gets rewarded for solving that mystery. That reward is a little bit of dopamine. But notice what happened next. I didn't release the tension. I introduced a new one, the irate passenger. Now your brain starts reconstructing the sounds you were hearing earlier. The emotional movie expands. Tension rises again. Stress, irritation, social discomfort. Now cortisol and norepinephrine enter the picture in your brain. Then suddenly, everything changes. My heart went out to her. Now the story shifts from irritation to empathy. And when humans experience empathy, oxytocin floods the brain. That's why storytelling is powerful. Stories chemically move people. Then there is the contrast. Humor, self-awareness, and my wife giving me that look. T teeny emotional releases, endorphins, serotonin, connection. Then self-doubt. What if this doesn't work? Now you relate to me again. Not as the hero, but as the human. And then silence. That pause matters because your brain is loaded with anticipatory chemistry. You're waiting for resolution. Then, peace, relief, reward, serotonin, the hero moment. But then comes the final twist. The child. The dopamine interruption. The nervous system loop. And suddenly you realize this story was never about a kid on an airplane. It was about you. Because you know exactly what it feels like and can relate to that kid when your dopamine hit gets interrupted. You don't scream on the floor like a three-year-old. You go to find peace in the screen. You scroll. You reach for that screen. The distraction. The escape. The adult pacifier. And a few hours later, you're wondering where your night went. That's why social media is so powerful. That's why reels are so powerful. That's why YouTube can suck you in. That's why great storytellers hold attention. And that's why your brain can be trained or hijacked. But here's the good news, my friend. Attention can be reclaimed. Peace can be reclaimed. And if you want to understand how your brain gets trapped in these loops and how to rewire it, that's exactly why I wrote the book. That's exactly why people hire me to speak. That's exactly why people follow me on social media. And that's why people want me to coach them on communication. I hope you enjoyed that. Bring the peace.